Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. I saw an article the other day that had the title, "The Evangelical Church Faces a State of Emergency." Now, this is not the first article I've seen predicting or warning evangelicals that the church today is in big trouble. In fact, I don't have to look at social media to see the dangers facing God's people. All I have to do is open my Bible. And there it is, again and again and again. In fact, we come today to Psalm 124, which was written by David, a psalm that gives us insight into just how close Israel came to being completely annihilated by the Philistines. The Philistines had killed King Saul and his son Jonathan. They had smashed Israel's army. No doubt the Philistines thought it was a foregone conclusion that they would drive Israel out of the Promised Land and the people of God would never be heard from again. Psalm 124 reminds us that though the people of God are outnumbered, and though the enemy is so great and is bound and determined to destroy us, we've got nothing to fear. Why not, Joel? Because God is on our side. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Friends, Psalm 124 is the fifth of 15 psalms in our devotional series that I've entitled A Traveler's Guide to Glory. In God's hymn book, there's a group of songs and psalms entitled the Psalms of Ascent, and believers would sing these as they made their way up to Jerusalem, to the holy city. And they help us to see how we have a destination, and the Psalms of Ascent offer us spiritual help for our journey. Psalm 124 tells us we will reach our destination, though it will only be through a history of narrow escapes. And the only reason we do escape is because God is on our side, and friends, that's something to sing about. Now, have you ever been to a concert where the artist begins to sing one of their hit songs, one that everyone in the crowd knows and loves and they start singing along with? Well, that's kind of how I see Psalm 124 starting off. You have David begin a line to one of his hit psalms. He sings, "If the Lord had not been on our side," and then he stops and he holds out his microphone and he says, "Let Israel say." And the crowd, Israel, they sing back that line about God being on their side. And they just love that line. Why is that so great a line for them? Because they know their very survival as a nation had been at stake. The Philistines had attacked them in such number and strength they would have been swallowed alive. They described the attack like a raging flood that would have swept them away. They described being snatched from the teeth, ready to tear them to shreds. I mean, imagine a great white shark closing in on you, razor sharp teeth, ready to shred you. You also have the imagery of a trap that has sprung, but suddenly it's broken, because it was not to be. God was on their side, and they say, "Praise the Lord." And friends, the church needs to take Psalm 124 to its lips to remind ourselves that we have a long history of narrow escapes. It appears today like the church cannot survive horrible scandals, many of which are truly awful, that we won't survive the culture wars, the pandemic, the seeming irrelevance of the gospel in our day. There are evil forces that want to snuff out truths that we have held for all our history. The church is so small. The enemy is so great. But friends, this is exactly God's plan. And think about it. If we were so great and powerful, and with our power we won the victory over our modern day Philistines, who would the world credit the victory to? Well, they'd give the victory credit to us, the church. But the church won't get the earthly glory. God gets the glory when He takes a small band of disciples in the first century and helps them to escape persecution so that they can Christianize the Roman Empire. God gets the glory when 16th century Christians are being imprisoned and even burned at the stake. And he pulls a Luther from the snare and begins a reformation that transforms the globe. Friends, we need not fear in our own day as the culture grows increasingly hostile to the church. And it doesn't seem like we have much glory here. Friends, the church won't have much glory here, but we will reach our destination. We will reach glory, the ultimate glory at the end. Why? Because our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. My friends, remember who you are and who you belong to.